With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United Auto Workers Union is urging its members to approve a tentative deal with General Motors.
The GM deal comes on the heels of agreements with Stellantis and Ford.
It's a turning point in the class war that's been raging in this country for the past 40 years.
UAW President Sean Fain. President Biden expressed his support.
These record agreements reward auto workers who gave up much to keep the industry working.
About 150,000 unionized workers would get an immediate 11% pay raise and then 30% over the life of the contract. Shamira Marshall says they need it.
That'll help.
But analysts say the higher pay could result in higher auto prices for everyone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's ambassador to the UN wore a yellow star reminiscent of Holocaust victims on his chest Monday, pledging to wear it until members of the Security Council condemn Hamas atrocities. Israel previously called for Secretary General Antonio Guterres to resign after he said last week that the October 7th Hamas attack that killed 1,400 did not happen in a vacuum. Abortion restrictions are shut down by a federal judge in Kansas.
A Kansas judge has put a new state law on medication abortions on hold and blocked the state from enforcing older abortion restrictions. The order Monday from a district judge suspended laws that have spelled out what providers must tell patients and mandated patients to wait 24 hours to end their pregnancies. Pro-lifers disagree. These kind of informed consent laws reflect the longstanding will of the people of Kansas, says Caleb Dalton, counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, which is helping the state defend its pro-life laws. Kansans are right to want to protect maternal health and safety in the lives of the unborn, and we will continue defending their interests. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. United Nations calls out Nigeria.
The international body has issued a letter warning the government that its anti-blasphemy laws are a violation of human rights. Those laws criminalize any criticism of Islam and are frequently used to persecute Christians. Nigeria is already a hotbed of Muslim terrorism that sees thousands of Christians murdered every year. The country's population is split almost 50-50 between followers of Islam and followers of Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Malaysians are slamming the government's plan for a week-long program in schools to support the Palestinian cause after seeing pictures of students and teachers with toy guns on social media. A number of students are also using the Palestinian kafia scarf to wrap around their heads like terrorists. The Malaysian Education Ministry says that Palestine Solidarity Week is designed to teach students empathy. This is SRN News. The World Bank says oil prices could be pushed into uncharted waters.
The World Bank's commodity markets outlook says that while the effects on oil prices should be limited if the conflict doesn't widen, the outlook would darken quickly if the conflict were to escalate. It says that during a medium disruption, the global oil supply would decline by 3 million to 5 million barrels per day, driving oil prices up possibly 35%. And a large disruption would shrink the global oil supply by 6 million to 8 million barrels per day, and prices would go up by 56% to 75%. Donna Water, Washington.
It did not seem to affect oil prices yesterday. They were down around $3 a barrel. A strong cold snap is currently spreading across the U.S., bringing with it potential record lows for much of the country. The abnormal cold weather will affect wide areas of the Midwest, South, and East. More details at SRNnews.com.